Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Work.com. Thanks for listening.
As I was walking down the street one day,
Chicago, bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Gary Surak, president of Surak Financial Services, author of The American Dream Revisited. I encourage you to check that out wherever books are sold. And you'll like it. It's a small book with a lot of good stuff in it. So I encourage you to look at it there at wherever you buy your books. GarySurak.com also. Is that right, Gary?
Yes.
SIRAK.com. Hey, Gary, and he's president of Financial Services. He's in the business of helping people with their financial planning, their estate planning. Gary, bring us home with this in this segment and lift our spirits. What is good as you see in the future? What do you see good about the American dream?
Well, here's what's happening. I wrote the book because I was mad, to be honest with you, Jim. I was in a coffee shop. I go every morning to a coffee shop, and I'm addicted to mochas anyway, so I'm in a coffee shop, and these young college students sit down behind me, and they start talking about the American dream, and it becomes the American disaster,
right.
And I'm thinking to myself, this isn't good. Three college students talking negatively, and that really bothered me, so I went out and started researching. So I found 25 people to interview. I took 13 stories. And I got 7 key points from the 13 people that I ended up really realizing were fundamental to the American dream. Mm-hmm. And really, what I also found is everybody's American dream was different. Mm-hmm. But they all started with the same thing, Jim: food, clothing, and shelter, what we really talk about, the farm, right. The house, all that. So here's what I think is interesting. I have had the opportunity recently to interview a bunch of millennials for jobs. And I was with one just 2 days ago, and I was with one yesterday, it's just really interesting. I ask them about the American dream. One of my questions is, what do you think the American dream is? And sometimes the answer, I just look and I can't figure it out. And then sometimes the answer is, like, really impressive. Well, the last two were really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back and said, listen, we realize that the American dream is hard work. It's not a free gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's not free lunch. It's not something
good
that we're
them.
Entitled to. That made me feel good, Jim, because
yep.
Here's two younger people who actually get it. Now, I don't know how many others don't get it, but these two clearly did. And I don't think they were just saying that to impress me, because I'm not sure that we're even in the same field as far as what
they want. Oh, millennials don't care whether they impress you or not. They weren't.
Yeah,
they
I'm
don't
pretty
care.
Sure they
that's the last thing in the world you get a millennial to try to do is impress you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You're not that. We're not that important to them.
Well, that's really true. In fact, the one young man who I interviewed was funny because he sat there with his arm crossed the entire interview. And I said to him at the end of it, I said, by the way, are you going to interview with other people? He said, yeah. I said, do yourself a favor. So I said, don't sit with your arms crossed.
Right.
And he said, is that a bad trait? I said, yeah, that's not
that's
a good trait.
That's my point.
And he looked at me and he laughed and he said, wow, I didn't know that. And
they
I
have
said,
no
yeah.
concept
said,
of body language.
Zero. It's just nil. But anyway, he was really good, by the way, except his body language wasn't good, but his brain was good. So he was fun to talk to. And then I talked to another young guy. And the same thing, I said, wow. It made me feel very good that there are people out there that aren't, just missing the whole point
mm-hmm.
of this. And yeah, and so.
Well, I'm hoping, I'm going to add on to what you just said, and I'm going to repeat something that I've said a lot of times, and I hope I get to say it a lot more. The Generation Y, the millennial generation, is probably the best human beings we've ever raised. Now, they've got their issues, and I talk about that too, but in terms of values, in terms of the quality of the individual, especially in terms of being unpretentious, which I think is an excellent trait, I believe they're the best we've ever raised. And so if I'm correct about that, Gary, then they'll figure out a way to make the American dream become good going forward. What do you think?
I agree with you.
That's what
and
your
I
two
also,
interviews told you, didn't isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what I was going to say, that the couple of young men I just talked to, I really came away thinking, wow, these are really solid young people. They're going to make good decisions. They've already made good ones. And in fact, it's funny. I just interviewed a 21-year-old. He's still in college. He's got a year and a half to go. He's doing an internship with the government. I said, well, that'll be interesting. I said, I wonder how you'll come back after that. But anyway, but we talked, and I said, so tell me what you think, you know, what you're looking for in life. And he was so grounded, down to earth. And I just smiled, and he said, I just told him, I said, it's impressive. I said, it really, truly is.
Yeah.
You're coming out with the right stuff.
So. Hey, Gary, give us the website again, please.
GarySurak.com.
And the books at Amazon?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, where are all those guys?
If Your Money Talks, there's one book, The American Dream Revisited. That's the one we've been talking about today. Right there, that's the new one. Hey, Gary, congratulations again on the great book, and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Gary Surak, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.